breakfast.
Jay and Dave, on air weekdays and online now at cfmmackay.com.au.
Speaking of winners, Darcy took home Recipe to Riches episode number 3. He's 10 grand richer for doing so. And if you're going to make something with chocolate, you know you're on a winner. He made choc bombs.
Yeah, he's joining us this morning. Morning, Darcy. Congratulations, mate.
G'day, guys. Thank you very much.
Okay, yeah, last night's episode was the innovators category and the choc bombs. How'd you come up with the idea?
Oh, lots of tweaking in the kitchen. I know there's lots of these type of healthy recipes around, and I think mine just topped them all. I spent a year up in Brisbane away from home training at the AIS, and that's where I came up with the recipe.
It's funny when you go into a show like this. Like, when you went into the show, did you think that you had any chance in hell of taking this out?
Oh, no way. I rocked up to the auditions with my mum and I just thought, oh, look at all these awesome people with all their recipes. Got no chance. Yeah. But look what happened.
Well, last night, if you missed a moment, this is the moment that Darcy was crowned and found out that his choc bombs were in Woolies as of today.
We've had to make a decision. So tomorrow morning, the product that's going to be on Woolworths shelves will be... Darcy's amazing choc bombs. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Okay, Darcy, now that you're 10 grand richer from yesterday, okay, you're in the grand final in the draw for $100,000 and your stuff is up on the shelves at Woolies. Mm. Does that mean no more training in the AIS? You're just going to become a businessman instead?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Right.
It's funny you mentioned I'm keen on I'm doing commerce and property real estate at university. So pretty much I might just... go and take out a loan and just buy as many choc bombs as I can.
I think I know what everybody's getting for Christmas in your household this year.
Exactly.
Mate, we wish you the best of luck for the future as well. We're going to pop out today and grab some choc bombs and taste them as well. Darcy, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy your morning.
Certainly will, and with a packet of choc bombs. It would be even better, all right?
Yesterday, a lot of people won some money, but the death of two of the horses has marred the whole race. Admire Racti, he passed away in the stalls straight after the race, and also Araldo had a bit of an accident as he was being led through the gates.
That's right, and has since been put to sleep. Now, Tammy was not terribly happy with that result yesterday, and you're not terribly happy with horse racing, Tammy.
I just think it's disgusting. I think anyone who betted on the horse today have got blood. Yesterday has blood on their hands. They got blood on their hands. They should be ashamed of themselves. It should be banned. Have the death of two horses taught us nothing? I saw the owner of one of the horses crying in the stables. He's not crying for the horse. He's crying because of all the money he's going to lose in the future with studs and that.
You know, and that was Tammy. We spoke to her earlier. Now, there's a lot of people who are actually saying the same sort of, obviously not as vocal as Tammy is, saying horse racing should be banned. You know, it's kind of cruel for some horses to be whipped and that kind of thing. What's your opinion on that? Like, do you say, oh, you know, because I think the stats were 100 and something horses die.
129 in the past 12 months. But, you know, no matter what sport you're in, you know, you're going to have those issues and the trials and tribulations. But, you know, banning the Melbourne Cup after two horses passed away after the race.
And a tragedy last year as well, by the way.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Is it time to give up horse racing, like as in the Melbourne Cup? And we just want your opinion on this, 13 27 10. Tammy gave us hers. We invite you to give us a call and tell us your opinion. The Melbourne Cup, done and dusted again for another year.
Yeah, a bit of controversy at the end of it, though. Admire Racti and Araldo both passed away after the race. Which has got a lot of people thinking, okay, time to ban the horse racing in general.
Now, we want to know, Tammy, we had Tammy on the air. She was very vocal, saying, basically, if you betted on the horses yesterday, you got blood on your hands. We wanted to know, is it time to ban horse racing?
Okay, Sonia, what do you reckon?
Oh, I'm going to get hammered, I think, for this. But no, I don't think it should be banned. It's a horse race. It's the Melbourne Cup. They train specifically for this. You get your marathon runners that collapse at the end of the race. Do they call off the marathon race? A couple of surfers that got killed down the Gold Coast a couple of years in a row. Do they can that race? No, it's no different. They train for it. They're prepared for it. Shit happens.
Yeah.
You know what, Sonia? I agree with you. You know?
Good.
I was going to say, that's a first. I was agreeing with somebody. All right, Sonia, thanks for your opinion this morning. There you go.
Have a good day.
You too. There's a lot of people have different varied opinions. Joan, what do you think about the whole thing?
I think the people that criticise people that own horses and say that race horses and that's cruel, I mean, if they really have anything to do with a racehorse or any horses, they've all got their own personality. Racehorses are very... they've just got a personality. Most horses, every horse is an individual, has a personality, and people need to see that. Yes, they do race them and it's for money, but that man was probably crying because that horse was his horse. People have dogs and they all have own personalities and things like that. It's just... but it's not cruel. They just enjoy it.
Thanks very much for your call there, Joan. I mean, there's got to be some sort of regulations and they get checked on.
On Facebook, Megan says she agrees it should be banned. Emma says, no, that would never happen. They make far too much money on the Melbourne Cup. And Debbie says, it's like any sport. An athlete can sustain injury at any time, just like the horses. There you go, Ryan.
Yeah, fair enough. What about Ryan? What do you reckon about banning horse racing?
I'm in two minds about it. I mean, firstly, it gives the people a break from reality because they can go and have a little bit of a good time. And secondly, you know, it is a bit cruel to the horses. So maybe suggestion is we have the jockeys carry the horse around for a while.
That's not a bad idea.
Something different.
Yeah. Do you think they really looked after that badly, like the horses? I mean, there's got to be some sort of regulations involved there for the protection of the horses themselves.
Well, how would you feel being whipped, though? Seriously.
I don't know. I keep asking the wife.
If it's making entertainment news headlines,
now that's entertainment.
It's in Access All Areas. And if it's not, it's about to.
Now, sad news. As we know, two horses were killed. One died straight after the race yesterday.
Yeah, that was Admiral Arakti.
And another had to be put down, destroyed after a wound that just wasn't going to heal, apparently. Sad, sad stuff. But Andrew Bensley on the shocking aftermath of Melbourne Cup yesterday was talking about this.
Ryan Stewart, the chief vet for Racing Victoria, told me earlier tonight that he believes it's likely that it will be known as sudden death syndrome, something like things can happen to humans. It could end up just being one of those things that no one can be blamed or attributed to it. It's just been one of those freak things if that is proven the case.
Sad, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it is a little bit sad.
It's we're going to talk about this after 6:30 this morning. Is it time to ban horse racing? But anyway, something else that was sad yesterday, the proposal between Geoffrey Adelston.
Oh, that was on the big screens, yes. Everybody saw it at Harrop Park Country Club, and everyone's looking at us going, what the hell is going on here?
Geoffrey Adelston, Gabby Greco. He's literally popped on the question on one knee. Oh, my God. I can just shake my head. This is what happened last night on the project when he was talking to the team.
National news. You proposed to Gabby.
I did. She mentioned something. Wouldn't it be something sensational to do in front of all this media?
Were you surprised? How did you react?
I'm just shocked.
Yeah. So is the rest of the country.
Yeah.
That you actually said yes.
And he got off the one knee. He finally got up. She said yes, only if he can get back up again.
I saw a meme yesterday that was saying, no, I'm not proposing to you. I'm just checking my shoelace.
All right.
last night, recipe to riches. Big night for young Darcy, who took out the chocolate bomb section.
We've had to make a decision. So tomorrow morning, the product that's going to be on Woolworths shelves will be... Darcy's amazing chop bombs.
So
congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Yay. Products on the shelves at Woolies today.
Jay and Dave for breakfast. Where the smart people listen.
Joyce May Mackay.
Where the smart money shops. CFN.
All right, 25 to 8, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Yesterday, everybody has been talking about this video on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
It's the radio station Stop Down for the race that stops the station.
This is a prestigious thing every year. I mean, last year it was the Snails. The year before that, and the year before that, was man versus horse. And there's a cup. There's actually a physical trophy.
We were on our hobby horses yesterday, and we raced. Dave is just disputing my winning. This is what happened on the air yesterday.
A lot of heavy breathing going on at the moment.
I've just crossed the finish line.
And who has won?
That's me, Dave.
Yay!
Hang on a second.
No.
You didn't cross that line. Yes, I did. No, you didn't.
So that was the start, okay? That was the start of the controversy. Then we play the video back and realised that Jay had actually dismounted his horse around Subway as well. You're a big cheat.
You weren't wearing your uniform the whole time. You had your mobile phone strapped to your arm.
Yeah.
Right? And I think if anyone's going to be classed as a cheater, you've got more scratches against your name than I do.
Oh, that's a load of bollocks. Look, Jackie and Lisa actually say that you won. Raylene and Emma on Facebook on the video there say that I won. And Lee is more concerned about the girl in Subway watching these two guys on hobby horses go past.
If you saw the video on our Facebook page or you witnessed that, can you just give us a call and just tell us who you think took out the race? Legit. Like, that's all we need to do. Just sort this out because I'm sick and tired of hearing about this controversy that you keep going on about. It's New South Wales syndrome is what you're suffering from.
Oh, come on, please. It's going to the stewards. Give us a call. You are the steward. 132710.
Sook.
Right, let's settle this mano on mano, so to speak. The race that stops the station yesterday. It was raced and not exactly won because you didn't actually finish over the finish line there, Jay.
Dave is being a sook. He also wore no silk, like the silks that the jockeys wear. You didn't even wear it properly.
That was a G-up.
Your mobile phone was attached to your arm. You weren't holding it. Like, you had an unfair advantage compared to me.
What? And your legs didn't? Your large legs there. Thank you very much. Dan, who do you reckon won?
Oh, I reckon the only way you're going to settle this Melbourne Cup thing is to do a rerun.
That's not going to happen.
Why not?
It was tough enough the first time.
So, I reckon we could... why do you think we should do that? Where's the track, Dan? Where should it go?
Oh, just rerun the same thing. Just make sure it's all run a bit more legit, that's all.
Okay, rightio. It's not a bad idea, Dan. Thanks for your call this morning. Thank you.
Have a good day.
See you later, mate.
Okay, what about Daphne on 132710? Daphne, what do you reckon? Who won?
I reckon Jay did because you watch in all horse races, eh? The jockeys don't wear bones and anything on their bodies at all. So I think Jay definitely took it out.
Yeah, see? I'm with you.
They don't actually hold their phone while they're racing as well.
That is so true. Yeah. You watch the Melbourne Cup, they don't even do that.
Yeah. Everyone's calling for a rerun. I'm not too sure I want to do that.
No.
No, I'm sorry. I'm dead against that. Being your COI.
All right. Okay. It sounds like it. I don't know. We've actually got... Hang on. We've just got a phone call.
Oh, it's the red button one.
The mayor. Not the mayor from the race yesterday, but the mayor. Deirdre Comerford has called through. She wants to settle the dispute.
Well, you can't really go any higher, can you? Okay, what she says goes.
All right, okay, we're going to shake on it now.
Okay, fair enough. What she says
goes.
All right,
Mayor done. Deirdre Comerford is joining us on the air. We've just been told after in excess she's going to settle the dispute for us next at CFM.
The rage continues over the controversy yesterday of the race that stops the station. Jay?
Come on.
And I guess myself, I've been accused of cheating throughout the course of the race. Can't really settle this with anyone else. The Mayor, Deirdre Comerford, is going to enter into this debate. And actually, we're going to just sign off on this one, okay? You can't go any higher than Deirdre. Mm. She's seen the video on Facebook. Deirdre, what do you think?
I'm a bit disappointed that both of you didn't actually complete the task well. I mean, my 8-year-old can ride his hobby horse fine. And you two struggle.
She's got a point, Dave. She's got a point.
Yeah, you're right. But, you know, an 8-year-old has got thoroughbred all the way through them, you know. Well, if they took...
He actually mastered it when he was 4, I got to say.
Okay, yeah.
Geez, we're glad that we didn't invite him to come through the hobby horse race then as a third party.
Oh, man. But, yeah, it's been a hard 24 hours having to deal with Dave complaining and so much bitterness about me winning this cup yesterday.
Look, I think the only thing that's fair to do in these set of circumstances, really, when I analyse the result as thoroughly as I have, the only decision I can come to is they'll just give it the keys of the city to both of you.
Yay! Yay! Hello, we got the keys to the city!
Thank you so much.
For about 5 seconds, okay?
Okay. Hand
them back.
All right, we'll hand them back in. But
we need to have a parade after. We got the keys to the city, we got the CFM cut, we need a parade.
Tell you what, you have the keys to the city as long as you promise not to leave the studio room.
Okay, they're fine. They're going to stay locked up in here forever.
Yes.
All right, it's goodbye us. It's goodbye us. Mayor Deirdre Comerford, thank you for settling that for us this morning. We couldn't go any higher than an actual mayor this morning.
That's right. See you. Bye.
There you go. Mayor Deirdre Comerford joining us this morning with Jay and Dave for breakfast. Who says we don't have any pull in this town?
I think she just felt sorry for us, really. Okay, Jay is one of the stalwarts of Australian music in general, not just country music, but he's an absolute legend. We love him.
It's John Williamson, and he's joining us this morning. Hello, John.
Hello, is that Jay or Dave?
Oh, that's Jay. I'm a good-looking one. Dave's
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Hello, Jay. Hey, Dave.
Yeah, I've got to be the smart one if that's the case.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's debatable. That's debatable. Mate, I've got to say, first up, first time I've ever spoken to you, but you know what? I feel like I've known you because you've been part of my family tradition for years and years and years.
That's nice.
Travelling the country, listening to John Williamson, Old Man Emu, so many songs in the car. Like, do you get that a lot? Like, people say you're part of our family.
Yeah, well, some parents tell me they put their kids to sleep with the music in the car. Well, I don't know if I'm flattered by that or not. But truthfully, a lot of the kids were brought up in the music and now got their own kids, and I'm recycling my audience, and they got their kids in the back seat, so it's an ongoing thing. So I guess my music will never die while that happens.
Speaking of emus and other birds, a little birdie told us that you're an avid bird watcher.
Oh, to a degree, yes, but... I know most birds when I see them flying around, but the interesting thing when you're a bird watcher is seeing one you haven't seen before, and that's what gets you in, you know.
Okay, I think we're going to have to put you to the test on this one, John. First off, we've got three different bird sounds. Okay, yeah. And you need your job is to
you're
guess.
You're not going
to
do them, are you?
No.
Your job is to try and guess all three. Okay, you ready to go?
Oh yeah.
All right. Here's the first one.
Easy. If you got that wrong, John Williamson, I'd be very surprised.
Yeah, no. Well, that's the normal kookaburra, not the blue wing one, which you have further up north, yeah.
Beautiful ones, too, around the pipe, mate.
Okay, that's the first one. Here's the second one for you.
Oh, Dave, you made this too easy.
Yeah, they're all pretty obvious. Well, that could be one of three birds. It could be a white-back... magpie or the black-back magpie or the western magpie. Okay. They all do that.
You're getting too technical for us here, John.
Dave's looking at me with a blank face saying I had no idea there was more than one variety.
Just know the ones that swoop you.
Well, once you get down to Bendigo, they have white backs in Victoria, and then from there up, they've got black backs.
Okay, you know what, John? Last one. I reckon I'm going to stump you on this one.
All right.
Good luck with this one. Here we go. Third bird.
The experience was just priceless. So I just could not... I can't use words to describe it. I mean, it's something that I'll take away and remember for the rest of my life.
Oh, she's a good-looking bird too, aren't
you?
Oh, God, it's probably an athlete, is it?
Oh,
is
close.
Close enough, yeah. It's the Rachel Finch.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If there was birds flying around looking like that, I can tell you the interest in bird watching.
The white-breasted finch.
Well, we're looking forward to the big concert this Saturday night, Mackay Entertainment and Convention Centre. It's always a pleasure to catch up with John Williamson this morning. Thanks for joining us, John.
Good on you, Jay and Dave. It was a pleasure.
Jay and Dave for breakfast, where the smart people listen. Joyce Mae Mackay, where the smart money shops. CFN.
Yeah, morning to you. 8:05, Jay and Dave for breakfast. John Williamson is at Mackay Entertainment and Convention Centre on Saturday. He's joining us live on the air inside the next 7 to 8 minutes.
The Melbourne Cup 2014 run and won, and there's a lot of happy people. They won a lot of money over the course yesterday. Harriet Park Country Club.
Everybody always talked about the amount of money that they won. You know, I won $1,000. I won $1,500.
Yeah. Well, we want to go with something a little bit different, okay? Because this was fantastic yesterday. There was one lady at Harriet Park Country Club. She got the trifecta. So all the first three horses, she's going, yeah, I got the trifecta. Everyone's going, yeah, good on you, love.
How much did she win?
$38. After all that.
We're going to put the call out there. If you won less than $38... yesterday in the Melbourne Cup, whatever the race was, however many places you put on the horses, we want to look for people who won the least amount yesterday. Let's celebrate you today instead of the big winners.
Exactly, and you need to be celebrated too because, you know, it might be a small win, but a win's a win.
Every cent counts. And let's face it, there's a few of us who only had 1 cent yesterday, not really much dollars.
Yeah, 13, 27, 10, the smallest amount that was won yesterday in the betting.
Nothing is scary as losing a lot of money when you do the betting thing on the horses. Actually, there's something probably scarier than that. That's Jeffrey Edelston popping the question to Gabby Greco.
Wasn't that what scared him? Very.
Yesterday at the Melbourne Cup. But we hear so many times people winning $300, $400. Yeah. I won $1,000 in the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, big deal, you tall poppy.
We want to celebrate the small winners this morning. We are the majority of the people's show. So the people who put their money down...
Mm.
they got the small amounts of money. Yesterday, lady at Harrop Park.
Yeah, $38 for a trifecta. She was stoked because she only put a dollar on it anyway. But, you know, most of the ones we talk, okay, the calls that we just took for the least amount of money that they won, roughly around about $70 to $100. Don't want to know about it, okay?
That's still a good win. We wanted below $38.
Yeah, so how much did you win yesterday?
A whole $12.20.
Well, standing ovation. $12.50 is nothing to sneeze at.
Now, you know what? $12.50, we don't want you to blow it all at once, but what did you spend it on?
I'm about to go and buy coffee.
Oi, hey, it's worth the money.
That must be a really good coffee for $12.50, Sue.
Here's my next question. How much money did you put on the horses to win $12.50?
$2 each way bet.
Okay.
Okay, so you really only won $6.25.
Yes, so that's why I can only afford one coffee.
All right, Sue, enjoy the coffee.
Have a good day.
See you later.
Good on you, Sue. Every win's a win.
If you can beat $12.20, we want to hear from you. Please go to our Facebook page, CFM Mackay. Maybe take a shot of you with your winnings in your bed.
The whole $2 or something.
You know how they take the photo to the millions of dollars on the bed and then, you know, my $12.20. I received a message from my partner literally half an hour ago.
Oh, yeah?
Saying,
about Movember?
Yeah. Right. Saying, it's great that you're getting behind Movember and men's health, but are you going to look ridiculous with a, let's say, trucker slash Chopper Reed style moustache?
Yeah, that was the one that was suggested by everyone. Okay, so
there were three different ones that people could choose from. There were the Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah, which looks like Hitler.
The French one that sort of curls at the end. It, like, if you're wearing a baguette, people would think that you were from France.
Right, okay.
Not wearing a baguette or holding one.
A beret.
And and the last one was the trucker slash Chopper Reed looking moustache.
Okay, well, I can't really picture you with the Chopper Reed one anyway.
Well, 8:30 this morning, we're going to shave off. So
what is he? What are they saying?
The message was, great that you're supporting this, but are you going to look ridiculous with your moustache?
Okay, well, it's Movember. Of course, you're going to look ridiculous.
It's not like I would wear it normally, but at least I'll know how to clean your pool properly.
It is now that time where we've got to sport the Mo for Movember. Okay, got the shaving cream, we've got the razors ready to go. I'm just going to go with the clippers. Because, quite frankly, I've got a fairly big amount to get through. I don't know if it's actually going to get through it.
Do you know when we are shaving while we do this? By the way,
yeah.
When I was growing up,
yeah,
and my dad was telling me about shaving when you're a kid and that kind of, sorry, when you get older,
yeah,
and your dad talked to you and teaches you about shaving,
right?
I thought that you didn't get a choice in what you wanted in beard. Like, I thought men with mows were born with mows.
Did you really?
I had no idea how it worked.
So you got taught by your dad how to shave?
Everybody gets taught by... Oh, I didn't get taught by my mum, did I?
Well, I don't know.
Sorry, Janet. My mum listens to this breakfast show. You just told her that she has a moustache.
Right, I'm only kidding.
All right, here we go.
No, but I didn't get that that conversation with my dad.
When this is the first time I've actually had a proper shave since I got back from Africa.
Right, okay. So, I'll tell you what, these clippers are struggling to get through this.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, listen to it. It's almost dead.
This is for Movember, by the way, folks, so we're not doing this just because we're lazy and didn't have a shave before we come to work.
Well, a bit of both, really.
So if you want to donate to Movember, movember.com.au is online, and we're going to create some fundraisers. I was thinking about doing, like, a, what do you call it? Car wash.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough.
If we did a car wash...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I've been shaving the wrong way. My blade was around the wrong way. I'm like, why isn't this cutting? It's a brand new one. Oh, my God. How blonde am I? Don't answer that. Oh, wow. How do I unclip this? You're not helping me out here, Dave.
Are you seriously? Are you serious? You don't know how to unclip a razor.
There we go. Now it's going to cut because literally it was upside down. I'm like, why isn't this? I just bought it this morning. Why isn't this razor working? Okay, so if you want to donate, we're going to create a team.
That's right.
I'm actually getting rid of some hair.
Okay. You've got a mirror over there, you lucky thing. I'm doing this on spec because I've got no mirror. I don't know what it's going to look like.
Oh, my God. We're going to look like... So the design is we have to look like truckers.
Yeah. The Merv Hughes.
Or somebody who appeared in 1970 flicks. I'm not going to say what kind of movies. You'd probably know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, look, if you want to donate, as Jay said, movember.com.au.
Right.
And those guys that are actually getting behind it, well done. Congratulations to you. And make sure you support them too.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Oh, my God. It's hard to talk while we're shaving. Mm. And we got the mycommunityconnect.com.au coming up in just a moment. Your oh, my God, you look like Murphy.